Perhaps it's the emotional strain of an impending divorce. Perhaps it's concern about finances when a two-income couple becomes a one-income person. Perhaps it's that a person separated from a spouse hangs out at lottery ticket counters more, having nothing better to do. Whatever the reason, people who are separated but not yet divorced from their spouses win big in the lottery, or so it seems. And so do their spouses, even if those spouses haven't been a part of their lives for a while. Here's what happens in lottery love lore. Husband and wife separate and live apart for a while. Then they file for divorce and wait for the court to grant their request. After a certain time, a judge signs the papers and the parties are officially divorced. But if one of the spouses wins the lottery, the Powerball, the Megabucks game before that final step, he, and I do mean he, having read many of these cases, must share his winnings with his wife, even though they're separated and simply waiting for a judge to sign the divorce decree. Take, for example, a case decided this spring from Maryland. Man wins $17 million in the Powerball lottery after separating 4 months before from his wife of 3 years. She gets to share in his winnings, an initial $1.6 million check, indefinite alimony of $3,500 per month because he's so rich and she's so poor, and child support of $1,500 a month. He appealed that decision and lost. He'd tried to argue that he and his wife had decided to separate after all and lived apart and that he'd bought the ticket with his money. No matter, wrote the court, the wife, now ex-wife, should share the bounty. This somewhat went against another Maryland case decided 10 years before by a higher court in which she, who did not play the lotto, got nothing when he won big bucks. The more recent decision, though, pointed out that those parties had been separated for 18 months before he won the lottery and that the wife had filed for divorce before he won. Sounds persuasive, but see a Connecticut case from last year. She, a destitute, sometimes waitress, and he, unemployed, separated. They remained separated, no one filed for divorce, for 7 years. Then the unemployed guy won $16 million in a Powerball drawing. The court allowed the waitress wife to share in the winnings, lo, those 7 years after separating. He'd argued that she'd become accustomed to poverty, to scraping by, and didn't need the $6,000 per month. The court wrote, "We disagree." And as for the notion that filing for divorce makes a difference, that a spouse who filed for divorce, not just separation, can't have a share of lottery winnings, most courts say it matters not. In a lottery divorce case from 1992, for example, the court found explicitly that a couple is husband and wife until the divorce is final, and that means the court must decide how to split his, their, lottery winnings, which he hid from her until after their divorce was final, by the way. Same result in a case from outside Chicago from 1995. He concealed $5.3 million and filed for divorce 2 days after his big win. She found out about it when he joyfully and foolishly appeared on TV, his girlfriend at his side to claim his prize, 7 months after the divorce became final. So if there's a lesson here, it is a legal one, only in the sense that to better your chances of winning the lottery, it is obvious that you must separate from your spouse and, lonely and worried about finances, hang out at lottery counters. It probably says that somewhere in the fine print, but that's another commentary. I'm Amy Guida.